Okay, hello my dear friends, the great members of Zabashina's Forum, how are you? So now it's 12 and 38, you know, it has passed the half of the midnight and it's 12 and 30 a.m. and that I'm recording myself and I have a lot of energy right now. I just talked to my cousin in WhatsApp. It was very enjoyable talking and I had a very good day. I hope and I wish that you as well have had the great day. And I think most people are asleep now. But I decided it's a very great time. I like the midnights, you know, but it's not very midnight, but I like the philosophy of, you know, a lot of philosophers, you know, they take meditation on the midnight because it's very silent. And it's very enjoyable and calm moment. And yeah, let's skip from that and go to the discussion, this week's discussion. By the way, thank you very much, Mr. Combis. You are very awesome, man. And thank you that you... run this forum very much by with of course other members, other great members. So about this discussion challenge, you know, in the past, I cannot remember what the huge thing and huge help did I make and did I do. Even maybe I didn't help because I was kid and teenager and I couldn't do too much to help other people and I wasn't independent. Maybe I don't remember, but like other people, like the natural thing, like, you know, get place for elderly and old people in you know, like trains, in metros and in buses, like that it's not very, you know, specific. It's natural, everyone and a lot of people does that. And you know, and my point is that in the past I don't remember a specific health that I did, and right now in the present, in the right moment, as well, I have not a specific idea to help. Whatever it was, whatever I can, and some catastrophes, whatever I can do, I will do. I will do, definitely, absolutely, I will do that, whatever I can. In Persian, they say, her şey elden gelir. I will do that. But in the future, you know, maybe early future, I can mention that, charity, you know, running the charity and, you know, helping people, poor people, orphanage, and you know, other people that suffer from social problems like addiction and orphanage and poverty. I can't run charity or participate in charities and get money to these institutions and help them with money, and in this very good and very honorable things. I can do that. And other thing that I can say is that English coaching, language coaching, I will help other people. You can learn English and other languages. Why not? And other languages very easily. You have to just put time. And yeah, language coaching. And motivational speech. Maybe I will take motivational speech. No, I'm not very boastful man. I boast, and I'm not saying that I'm very successful in my career, in my life. No, that's not true. But my experience, I'm very glad. I will become very glad to share my ideas, to share my experiences to other people, maybe younger than me in the future. I mean, maybe younger than me, and help them by my experiences, the problems I overcame. Honestly, my eyes are kind of weak, because, as you might know, because of my albinism, they call that white hair. And my eyes, couldn't tolerate sun very much, and because of that, I'm a little, nearsighted. If I'm not mistaken, in English, in Persian, they call that nazdik bin. I thanks God, of course, thanks God, I overcame my problems, and I, get used to it. And I will say in this motivational speech that you can push. I don't believe in these, bullshit saying that you can do everything you want, because the psychologists say, and it's true, of course, that no, it's not true. I mean, this saying that you can do whatever you want, because we have healthy limitation. They call that healthy limitation, or in Persian, mahdudiyat-i salem. We wanna accept them, or we will suffer. No other option, but in this speech, and in this help, I will. You can do, and you can push your limitation, not in health limitation, but you can push your, boundaries, your limitations that you think they're problem. But according to my experiences and other, maybe I will have partners, and yeah. And other thing that I can say, and I can tell to you, boosting up the people's information about religion and politics, because I believe 100% definitely totally that it's one of the most huge problems that our countries' population suffer from is that they have not enough knowledge about politics and and religion and other thing. It's my career, because religion and it's my issues, and because of that, they choose wrong choices, and causes the problem to them and to other people, to themselves and other people, of course, like choosing some wrong president, wrong legislator, and yeah, and you know, boosting up the information of religion and other thing. And but I have some points that if you want, it's very important. I believe that if you want to help people, you have at first of all, you have to improve yourself, your abilities. You can help other people. You can do the best thing to other people when you're not very skillful, and when you can help yourself. And it's very, very important, and we have to pay attention to that. That's if you want to help people, first of all, you have help yourself, and you have to have ability to help yourself. Otherwise, you know, in Persian they said kebab. In Persian they call that, and I don't know the right, you know, alternative in English, but yeah, I hope that I, you know, sent my message. And about money that you mentioned, you know, getting money in return of your job, and I believe that if you, it's not, you know, it doesn't need to, you know, sell to, say to them face to face that, you know, in Persian they call that, I don't know, I'm using Persian things, you know, tekerden. You say that you have give me money, and after that I will help you. No, it doesn't need. I believe that if you give the great services, the great things, the great helpnesses to other people, and do your best things according to your careers, your jobs, and do your best things, they will give you money without any annoyance, without any problem, and unconsciously, and they honor you, they respect you, and something in their bottom, in their unconscious, says that you know, you have to pay some money, some appreciation, and you have show your appreciation to them, because they help you with 100% of their abilities, and you know, and yeah, if I believe that it doesn't need to say them, you have to give me money, and if you do your best doing your best things and give your great services, you know, people absolutely accept you, people embrace you, of course. And especially in our society nowadays, that every person, I'm not everyone, no, but a lot of people, you know, scam other people, and they wanna have shortcut, you know, and they scam other people, deceive them, you know, and because of that, unfortunately, most people don't trust us, even to the you know, honorable people, to the truthful and worth full people, because of that, because you know, some people in the past deceived them, and you know, deluded them and scammed them. Because of that, you know, they don't trust to anybody, of unfortunately. But especially nowadays, I believe that if you, I repeat it, if you, you know, do your great thing, because a lot of people don't do that. So, because of that, you're showing off in the positive way, I mean, and you're very in the, you know, they see you, they watch you, as you say, Mr. Kami, they see you. And they choose you because you're truthful rather than other scamming people. And they give to your money and with their full intention and without any you don't need to worry about them. It's my opinion. And yeah, that's it, man. And I hope and I wish you help other people. And you know, it's mutual, you know, interactive thing that, and if you help people and people, you know, like I think Newton's rule that every action has interaction and counteraction, I mean, and yeah, they will help you, and it's the rules of our world, of our universe. So that's it, man, and thank you, and have a good night. And bye for now. Thank you very much for your listening.